your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everyone. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi.
And welcome to the Gathering on this week before Halloween.
It is the week before Halloween, and the weather has turned to Halloween weather.
Yes. All of a sudden, it's cold. There's leaves are turning and falling, and crazy things are happening.
And the wind.
Yeah.
It's been windy. So, yeah, we're getting ready for Halloween here, and which is my favorite time of year.
Yeah. It's fun.
And all the events.
And all the events, including yours at your studio this week.
Not at the studio. Oh, yeah, I have one coming up at the studio.
Yeah, I had
one last weekend. I'm so out of it.
No, yeah. I know.
I had one last weekend, this past weekend up in Sauk Center. That was a fun event. And then, yes, I have my open house this Thursday.
Yep.
So it's...
Just run.
It's crazy.
It is.
And I know a lot of teams have investigations coming up, and it's wild.
Well, it is wild, that's for sure. And so to get ready for this, so last week on our show... We talked about Ouija boards and all kinds of things. And some of the things that came up in the chat room was these parlor games that we played as children, you know, where you lift somebody up with just your little fingertips.
Yeah, it's called Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board. Mm-hmm. That came up last week, which I think jogged a lot of memories.
Yes, yes.
I think most of us hadn't thought about it for decades.
Oh, probably. Yeah. No, Kat was the one who brought it up. And I know I see her on the chat line, so Kat... You know, you gave us a really good idea because, you know, we are at Superfan Anita's house this week.
Yay!
And we have several people here in-house, so we have a live audience, and they're going to help us do Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board.
Yes, absolutely. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. 8 people here tonight. So... By brute force strength, we should be able to lift someone up.
Well, yeah.
I'm kidding.
That's but we're thinking it's going to be wild supernatural energy, right?
I think so. Yeah. So we're gonna test it out live on the radio tonight. We're going to see how we can get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun, which is why we have so many people here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to try and run a little technology while we're at it.
Yeah.
So we'll see if we can get this to all work tonight.
I know.
And I think we decided on our guinea pig.
Yeah, guess who that is?
Well, we decided on Stephanie because she's the short one, and she'll fit on the table.
I'm always the short one.
It's a benefit.
But yeah, I know.
It's a benefit.
Okay, whatever.
So she will fit on the table, and we can still have the computer without getting kicked off.
We can, and we're also going to try to Facebook Live it, so... if you are so endeavored, you can go on Facebook to the Gathering Facebook page and watch
once we start.
Yeah,
right?
The Gathering Radio Facebook page.
And we should have a live video feed. You'll have to, if you're tuning into Para-X here, you'll have to probably mute your Facebook feed just to not have conflicting audio. So we're going to give it a shot, but no matter what, you're going to be able to hear it here on the radio. And we're really excited because I think it'll be fun. And it's kind of one of those things that I remember doing as a kid. And it was always more fun around Halloween.
Yes.
At a slumber party. You know, the slumber party, like you said, parlor tricks or, you know, things to kind of get us scared before we didn't sleep all night, you know.
We may not sleep all night tonight, Heidi.
Well, I'll be sleeping. This is not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might not. We'll see what happens to you.
Well, yeah, because I'm the guinea pig.
We'll have to peel you off the ceiling.
That's right.
So, so I'm excited to try it out. Yeah. And I did, I looked up the official rules.
Oh.
Because I wanted to see, like, if, you know, make what sure do we we're do? Doing it right.
Yeah.
So, we can certainly.
Should we look at them?
Should we try it?
Okay. Let's do it.
So, if you haven't heard about this before, light as a feather, stiff as a board is where you get anywhere from 3 to, you know, probably 5 people together. And the goal is to have someone somewhat levitate.
Right.
You know, and so you have one person who's the guinea pig, and that person lays prone either on the floor or a table or something. Usually in the slumber parties that I went to, we'd all be sitting on the floor.
Yeah. And cross-legged
on the floor, and then there'd be one person at the head and 2 people on each side, and the person lays flat on the floor with their feet, you know, straight out and their hands crossed across their chest. Mm-hmm. And so they lay there kind of like a board.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would say all sorts of wacky stuff, you know, and I was reading on the internet about what they tell, and we're not going to do it the way they said, because I would rather you don't get possessed.
Oh no, I don't want to be possessed.
Yeah. Not at all. So, but we would tell stories of, you know, how this person died, and then we're going to carry their body to the grave, you know? And so we asked the spirits of the dead to join us and carry their body to the grave, you know, and stuff like that. You can say when you're a kid, and it's like funny, but now it's like,
No.
No way.
No.
So we're not doing it that way. And you tell stories about their death, and the more grisly it could be, the better the story. And we'd all gross out and like, you know.
Yeah.
And so we just make ourselves just twisted up over that stuff. But anyway, so we'll do probably a cleaner and less gory version of that. And plus, we don't want to do that to you, Steph. And I remember that as a kid, you know, and it worked. I remember doing this as a kid, and I mean, nothing as fantastic as Kat's story last week where she was up at the ceiling, but we had some success with it where you know, and I'll describe how we do it here in a second, but you know, we would be able to get people up a few inches anyway off the ground. So,
Am I going to go all the way to the ceiling? I mean, she's got
the chandelier.
Yeah. I might, you know,
we've so far have a ladybug that's levitated to the ceiling, but
I see that. She's still crawling around.
You'll have the space up to the chandelier, and then we'll have to stop.
Okay.
If you end up that high, someone better here take a picture. That's all I have to say is someone better be taking a picture if we get this.
Yes.
That would be cool. So how it works, I printed out my directions here.
Okay.
So the person is laying flat on the ground, or in this case, we're going to have on the dining table because none of us are getting off the ground if we get down there.
Right.
So we have you lay on the table like a board with your legs stretched out and your arms across your chest.
Okay.
And they said, listen to this. You may want to put blankets or pillows underneath them, both for their comfort and their protection in case they are dropped.
Okay.
Will not drop you.
You better not.
So yeah, and so we're not gonna worry about that because it won't happen. Oh, Anita brought
pillows. Anita's getting the pillows and stuff. Okay.
So they said that we're the lifters, and then you're the lifty, right?
Lifty.
So and lifty was not in my dictionary in my computer, so I had to add it. So the lifter should kneel or sit. We're not kneeling either. We're sitting in a chair comfortably beside the lifty, preferably with one person at each shoulder, one at each knee, and if you have a fifth person, they should be at the head.
Okay.
And so we'll make one of the lifters the leader. And so I'll take the lead on this one.
Okay.
So that we can be on each end of it. You can be the receiver. I'll be the sender here.
Okay.
And they keep calling it a trick. I'm like, well, I don't know that this is a trick.
I think this is
legit. We're just going to say that the production.
Mm-hmm.
So what the leader is supposed to do is tell the group about a spooky supernatural origin. And of this person and this, you know, how they died. And anyway, we're not going to do that part of it. But so then you're supposed to use, they said on this, 2 fingers, your pointer fingers.
Just two fingers. All of the fingers.
I know.
Two.
Last week we were talking about the tips of your fingers, but you're only supposed to use 2 fingers, one on each hand.
Yeah.
So you know that no one's getting lifted.
No.
Like out of our own strength. Because
yeah,
I can't
no.
barely lift a spoon. Oh, Anita can do it. So she's got it.
Strong girl.
So when we get you up here and everybody's ready, we're going to perform a test lift.
Oh.
So then everybody can see, you know, the before and after. Like before we summon the spirits and then after we summon the spirits.
Okay.
So before we do the summon the spirits, we're going to do a test lift. And they're saying you probably won't be able to move the lifty very high, if at all.
I'm thinking with two fingers, no.
Then we're going to say it's because this is where I thought it was weird. It's not working because the lifty hasn't become possessed yet. And I'm like, well, we're not going to possess you.
I'm not going to be possessed.
No, we're going to do it a different way.
Because I read that. Protections are coming right now.
Well, we're doing protections. But I'm like, okay, we're not doing it like that. And we haven't done the mystical chant yet.
What's the mystical chant?
Well, it's the light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We chant it over and over. So then once we get, they said now it's time to get serious. So once we do we start doing we call on the spirits, ask them to help us, and then we start chanting light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start chanting that, we basically just light pressure up until something happens or doesn't happen. And then we close it down and we say that it didn't work.
Yeah.
So we'll just, we'll see what happens. And at some point we're going to have to take a commercial break. So hopefully this will line up. Let's see here. I'm still reading and trying to talk again. So what they're showing, this is where they're talking about the being overtaken by the spirits of a deceased person, turning corpse-like and levitating.
Oh, my. Corpse-like.
I know. I don't want you to be corpse-like.
Somebody has to take pictures of all of this, too, as we're going.
I know. This will be hysterical.
Maybe Jeff over there. He doesn't look like he wants to be a part of this, so maybe he'll take pictures.
He might head for the door.
We'll
might
give
need
him
to find
my
another.
Phone.
Yeah, we'll need someone else so that he doesn't hit
someone
the road.
Someone else in the studio audience.
I know.
Yeah.
So we have to call in the supernatural influences and the outside spirits enter the body, making it light.
God, I don't know what I signed up for here.
I know. So we repeat in unison, light as a feather, stiff as a board, over and over and over, and we lift. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. And then we slowly lower you back to the ground or the table or whatever. And then tell the spirits to exit the body and viola. You've completed the trick. Viola. Okay.
Viola. I've never had a viola at the end of one of my clearings, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, my viola.
That could be her spirit name, Viola.
Viola.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So anyway, we will we'll give it a shot here in a second. But two, we're going to, because I said we're going to be on, hopefully on Facebook Live here.
Yes.
And we'd still love to hear any of your stories through the chat room, or I'd love to know if you guys are hearing anything, because I wonder.
Did you bring any equipment? I forgot to bring my Rook.
No, I didn't.
Well, so, but if you guys hear anything, because the microphone will be on.
Right.
So you'll be able to hear.
And that's what I was wondering, if it would do like an EVP kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, where people in listening would hear things that we can't hear, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys will have to keep us posted if you hear anything. While like, you're or speaking in tongues.
Yeah,
or,
speaking in tongues. Or,
right.
Get it away! Get it away!
If we hear some, like,
I mean, we've heard some crazy
demonic
things clearing houses. So, yeah, get out! Yeah, that's the other thing.
Unless it's you telling the spirit that's possessing you.
Get out!
So,
well,
anyway.
It'll be a friendly spirit that I know, right?
Okay, so we have a guest on that said, when we were young, 6 years old, we used two fingers on each hand.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, this is saying only the pointer fingers on each hand.
I know.
And Kat said that's what she did, too. And then she says, corpse-like, but it was more like we all self-hypnotized when they did it. So we kind of meditated, I'm guessing, or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see what happens. So I think we'll go ahead. Do you want to give it a shot before we do it, before we have to go to a commercial?
Well, what time is it? 8:13? Should we, what do you think?
Well, we can talk about a couple of the things that we have coming up this weekend and then we can take an early commercial.
And then we'll take like a 3-minute commercial and get things ready, and then we'll come back with Facebook Live
commercial.
Too.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's see here. The story draws everyone in for focus. The intent is to set the final telling to lift. The will is everyone lifting. Got it. Thanks, Kat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll maybe, I just don't want to tell too drastic of a story things go south. Because that's not why we're doing this live on the radio. Yeah. Is for
well, that. Thank God we have the protection so we can protect ourselves.
Right. But, and I know how to clear.
Yeah.
So,
we're fine.
We're fine good. Either way. If you get possessed, then I'll take care of it. Right, Tim?
We're good.
Tim's here too, and he's my partner in crime.
We're all good.
Either way, we're set. If she's possessed, we got it. If she's not, we're good.
We're good.
And if she gets possessed and you get her out, can you take Viola with you?
Yes,
yeah, I'll take Viola with us. Yeah. And Jerry is listening too, so he can send his juju too. So we're all good.
Yes.
We're all good.
So anyway, okay. So we've got a couple of things coming up.
We do.
Well, because it's Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Coming up.
So first of all, we should say that we're not going to be live next week on the radio.
Correct. Because it's Halloween.
It's Halloween and we have to answer the door and give all the kitties all their little treats and stuff. And,
right.
You know, we couldn't do that if we were talking to you guys. So Sarge is going to play the show that we did with Bob Peterson about a month or so ago. So it was all about the out of body experiences.
I thought you were going to say out of body.
I know, I almost did.
Out of body.
Out of body experiences. So that's going to be on next week. So yeah.
That should be something. Okay, anyway, we'll figure it out.
But that's a really good show and everybody really likes that one. So tune in everyone because that's, and you know, I will try to be in the chat room because I think we could be in the chat room and still hand out goodies, you know?
Yep. Absolutely.
But that will be what our show will be about next week.
Yep. So we apologize. Halloween. At some point, if we are going to be on location somewhere just too cool for school, we'll be live on the air.
Yes, so, on Halloween or something. Yeah.
So, but we'll see when then we get there.
Yeah.
That would have to be like, what, 7 years from now or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Because it's not Tuesday and won't be Tuesday again for a while.
So. For about 7 years. So, okay, or whenever. So, we're good. So, what do you have coming up this weekend for Halloween then?
Well, I don't really have a lot. Well, Sim is doing a supernatural chat at the coffee house.
Excellent.
A supernatural conversation because we want to scare everybody, you know, for Halloween.
Right.
We have a protection class that we're running for our new Sim members.
Okay.
And for those of us for some of the crew who isn't well-versed on protection. So that's happening on Sunday. So we kind of have a lot of Sim stuff going on. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I'm busy. I've got, like we talked about, my Halloween open house on Thursday, which is loads of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year we had about 70 people that came.
Wow. And
yeah, so it was really fun. It's about 4 hours. So 70 people in 4 hours is a lot of people.
Yeah, 20 people an hour.
Yeah, and it just, but they linger.
Yeah. Because
there's so much to look at, and they hang out, and they talk, and they eat, and whatever. So it's fun. And then I'm honored to be a judge at the Monster Show
on
Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to dress up as well because you can dress up in costume. And so I will always take advantage of that whenever I can. And so I'm judging an art show on Friday night. It's all monsters and spooky things.
Where is this?
In Maple Grove.
Okay.
At the Maple Grove Art Center.
Oh, at the Art Center.
Where we do
awesome.
One of our shows.
Yeah.
And I saw just a sneak peek of some of their art and it looks fabulous. So I'm really excited to go.
Is it Halloween-y art?
All of it. Monster show.
Oh, awesome. Oh, because it's the monster show. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that makes
sense.
So
it's all Halloween or spooky or creepy or whatever spin you want to put on it.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun. And so they have it's a gala and there's beverages and food and costumes and contests and fun. It's silent auction. It's fun.
Awesome.
So that's Friday night. And then Saturday, we're going to be, I think we mentioned last week, at the Bakken Electricity Museum in Minneapolis because they have their spooky science event on Saturday.
Fun.
And so they asked MPRS to have a table there and talk about paranormal and electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And the science end of things.
That's cool.
And so, yeah, I thought that would be, because it fits absolutely with what we do.
Yes.
And so I'm excited to be there and represent the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, too, we could dress up. And I thought, okay, I've got two options so I don't blow it my first event there, you know, and look like a goofball or anything. So I could either dress up like a Ghostbuster.
Oh,
or,
I love the Ghostbuster.
Or I'm just going to probably be a scientist.
Oh, you could do that too.
So that's
the electricity museum. So
yeah, I'm going to do scientist.
That would be
awesome. So because I got to dress up, but I don't want to push my luck. So
are you dressing up too, Tim?
Scientist.
Scientist. True scientist.
Yeah. So I made him.
I made him. Oh, poor Tim.
I know. He used to wear a lab coat. So, I'm trying to think. I've got a couple other things coming up. So, but it's just one thing after another because it's that time of year.
Halloween's, so. I mean, October. See, I can't even talk because it was just crazy.
Yeah. And then it's supposed to S-N-O-E.
Yes, we're not going to talk about
or
that.
Or S-N-O-W. However you spell it.
Listen, Paul Douglas said not to worry about it, that it was not. It was just going to be a nuisance kind of thing.
Good. Okay, good.
So, you know, we're trusting that.
We have on... Katz is giving us ideas so we don't have to talk about Stephanie's death.
Oh, good.
About how she was injured. And I don't even want to do that. We're going to do a different way to focus our intent. And I appreciate the Halloween
spin. Well, you could say Bigfoot came and got me and ran away with me and then I died.
No, I'm not going to say anything about that. How does that make it better?
Well, it doesn't, but we're always talking about Bigfoot. So, you know, we can put him in the equation or UFOs.
Maybe we can ask if Bigfoot can come and help lift you.
Oh,
can you
imagine
if you got, like, thrown over Bigfoot's shoulder?
Yeah, that would be something.
Sure got lifted.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, they say sometimes all you got to do is meditate and Bigfoot comes. So,
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll focus on asking Bigfoot to come help.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Right? Yeah. Is Spirit Guide laughing yet?
Yeah.
Oh, he's entertained, I'm sure. Yeah. We have this spirit guide that we share, and I'm sure that, well, he's thinking this is pretty awesome right now.
I can't wait to see.
Oh, fantastic. I don't even want to know what that means. Anyway, so, okay. Well, do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we should go to a quick commercial break. We'll get us live on Facebook, and I will lay down on the table, and I guess we'll start, right?
I think so.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
We all go through life secure in the knowledge of who we are. But what would you do if one day you found out that you grew up in a family that wasn't quite as normal as you were led to believe? You see, the world around us is very complex. It's made up of many layers. And when you start to peel back those layers, either by choice or by accident, you just might discover a hidden truth. The magical world and the mortal worlds are intermingled, with no physical boundary between them. It's all a matter of perception. In Shelley Gordon's case, it's also a matter of destiny. And what she uncovers about herself after her chance encounter with Timothy Titchmarsh, a mysterious little old man with a twinkle in his eye, changed her life completely. He told her of shocking, carefully guarded family secrets that had been unspoken for many generations. But the biggest shock of all was learning that she was not only a witch, but the great-granddaughter of an elite sorceress who tragically died before she could carry out a vital and perilous task that Shelley was now fated to complete. The thought of having to learn the craft, integrate herself into the magical world, and risk her life to finish the task is enough to give anyone a bad case of the collywobbles. Marla Brooks' new fiction book, A Bad Case of the Collywobbles, is now available at Amazon.com in both paperback and Kindle formats. Visit her website at marlabrooks.com to find out more.
Is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. I am a published author, academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast who holds 4 advanced degrees with an interest in parapsychology and life after death issues. I have written about and encountered nearly 100 situations involving the paranormal, with my most frightening experience being a floor-length mirror cycling around in front of me in a haunted room I had stayed in. I invite you to tune in Thursday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Thank you. Master Tarot Card Reader Ken Bogle, and I highly encourage you to tune in every Monday night to the Para-X Radio Network for the Para-Cave, hosted by Matt Gesso, as he goes in search of the truth in the supernatural, metaphysical, mystic, and paranormal. Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, only on the Para-X Radio Network. I never miss it, and neither should you.
What are you listening to? Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to Para-X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling Radio Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Para-X.
Welcome back, everybody. And this is Heidi with The Gathering, and we have Stephanie, who is laying on a table mm-hmm. with us here. Stephanie is our guinea pig tonight as we test out Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board. And if you haven't tuned in to your Facebook Live, go to The Gathering Radio, and we have our Facebook Live running. You might have to mute your Facebook just so it lines up with Para-X here. Stephanie, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Good, relaxed, mm-hmm. comfortable.
Uncomfortable.
Good. All right. And soon, floating.
Well, we hope anyway, right?
That's our goal. I hope. That would be great. And we've got five people gathered around the table here. And we're hoping to conjure up some spirits that can help levitate Stephanie. So we're going to have someone at each shoulder, someone at each knee. And then we have the head of the household, Anita, because we're at Superfan Anita's, at the head of the table. So thank you for...
So appropriate.
I know, right? It totally worked out. And so we're going to do this a little bit differently because I wasn't feeling very comfortable around the whole Stephanie is dead, here's how she died, let's carry her off to the grave, because that just doesn't sound right. So instead, we're going to call upon the spirits. But we're going to do that in a second. We're going to ask spirit for help. And actually, we were talking about asking Bigfoot for help. Mm-hmm. And why not? I think we could see if Bigfoot would make an appearance. I mean, if he could just throw you over his shoulder and head out, that would be even cooler. And someone get pictures. That's all I
like. Someone get pictures.
Even though it'll be on Facebook Live. So, okay. So at this point, we're supposed to do a test run. And so we're going to test. So we're taking two fingers, your pointer fingers. Everybody got them? Raise them. Okay, we're up. Pointer fingers up. All right, so we're doing shoulders. You guys are doing knees. You've got, like, at the top of the shoulders, I guess, Anita. So put your fingers under, Stephanie, and let's just do a test lift.
Not going
anywhere. I'm heavy.
Yeah.
Pretty
and all she's doing is rocking around. Okay, let's try. I just want to try. Just humor me.
Okay.
All fingers.
All fingers.
All fingers.
Let's see how. Okay, I got to get under your. Okay. Stephanie is getting the weirdest massage right now. It's the weirdest massage ever. I think. What's that?
Her butt doesn't.
No, her butt doesn't.
The heaviest part is the butt.
No, it's the part that doesn't have anything under it.
Well, yeah,
so, so it's not. She's not lifting, and so this. And I think I'm comfortable even using all fingers because I can see that it's not. She's not lifting. So, we'll do all fingers. I think because I want to just see. But you know, it's interesting because nobody's sitting under her rear or her hips
night.
And that's what's on the ground or it's still down. So, and that makes sense. And so if this is working, I would expect that you would lift, you know, all of you. So anyway, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
So At this point, Stephanie, I want you to relax. Take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. And I would like everybody else to just close your eyes. Relax. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths. We're breathing in. We're breathing out. And first, we'll call on our protections. We'll call our spirit guides, our protectors. We ask that you join us this evening as we test this Halloween theory. Keep us safe as we open to welcoming in spirit to help us. We thank you for gathering around and creating a safe space to do this. And again, relax. And at this time, we start to call out to spirit. We're going to ask spirit to join us tonight. Ask you to join us around this metaphysical table. Be with us tonight. We ask that your energy and strength come forward to help us lift Stephanie. Lift Stephanie up off of this table through our chant that we will start momentarily. But again, we ask you to join us. Come together with us, in between us and around us. Helping lift Stephanie through time and space, through alternate planes of existence, whatever needs to happen that we may not fully understand. We thank the spirits for their presence. We ask for their guidance, strength, and focus. And we'll begin to chant slowly and with focus. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. 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 And again, we ask Spirit to come to us and help us pull Stephanie up, bring up this body above this table, we ask for your guidance and strength. And let's try the chant again. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. 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 Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. At this time, I'd like to step back, release spirit from our presence. I'd like to close the circle that the spirit guides have created for our protection. We will try this again in a minute, but I want to close this session down. And thanks, Spirit, for joining us. And keeping us safe. Okay. So.
What's going on?
Well, I closed it because I could feel, I didn't want to keep it open just while we were talking, mm-hmm. but I could feel like energy shifting under your shoulder blade.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what anybody else felt, but I could feel like shifting and I felt like something wanted to give,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't, like, it wasn't moving, and I'm not just going to sit and like hoist on you.
Right.
but could you, what did you feel when you were under, like
I felt like it too. I felt like that, and I just kind of felt, I did feel like energy was kind of moving around,
mm-hmm.
moving and grooving.
Yeah.
I was waiting till to be looking at the ceiling, actually, you know?
Yeah. So did you think, like, you were moving up? I mean, did it feel like...
A little bit back here. Like you said, I think back here more so.
Okay.
And that was kind of weird.
No, yeah, that is... Because I could... It was almost like there was rolling energy under your shoulder blade.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel this, like, rolling. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is that going on? So I was just curious as to, you know, because I also understand that we're on the radio and I don't want to keep... I mean, yeah. I think if we just kept the chant going long enough, it would be interesting to see what happened.
Yeah.
What did anybody else feel that had a hand under nothing.
Anita?
I had nothing.
Nothing.
At first I thought maybe I felt like, oh, is her bum actually lifting now? But then I was just like, no, it can't be. Do you know what I mean? But that was.
Did
like
anybody see anything? Because I had my eyes closed.
No. I'd have my eyes closed too.
Did you feel it,
Stephanie?
Okay.
No, because I kept thinking, oh, maybe I'm gonna float. But then I could feel my butt still on the table, you know, because it's hard.
The table is hard.
The table
not
is
your
hard.
Butt.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool. So, well, do you guys want to, should we, should I get,
try it one more time?
Or do you want to stay up there or do you want me to switch?
Doesn't know. Do you want to come up here?
It's fine. It's up to you.
Let's try again with Steffi.
Try it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you're already there.
Since you're already there.
All right. Yeah, and so there. I would like, I just.
Do you want a blankie over you or
no,
are you cold?
No, okay. I'm fine.
So. Do you have any helpful tips, Tim? Are you getting anything?
Mm-mm.
Anything? Do the same?
Do the same.
Okay.
Yep.
See how it goes. What do we have for time? Okay. 8:37. Good. I want to make sure we don't go over our time either.
Okay.
It's tricky doing this on a time slot.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to... No, stiffen up, board.
Stiffen up.
All right. You're the board. Be stiff. All right.
Be the board.
Be the board. Focus on the board. Okay. All right. So here we go again. Again, everybody just take a couple of deep cleansing breaths. And we welcome our spirit guides, protectors. We ask that you keep a safe space for us to open to spirit, to test out this theory of moving through time and space, shifting physical matter through energy. Keep us safe, keep us free from any attachments, keep us protected as we open this circle. And we thank you for your presence and your protections. And at this time, we call in the spirits that are around us, part of our everyday lives. We ask that you join us here at this circle, here around your friend Stephanie. Join us in releasing her from this table and lifting her up, lifting her body as though it was a feather, as if it has no weight. Focusing your energy on Stephanie to help her release from this table and move up above the table. And we'll help focus our energy and our intent through our chant. Let us begin.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. 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 Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
At this time, we will close the circle. We thank our spirit friends for joining us. We thank our spirit guides and protectors for gathering around and keeping us safe as we open our circle. We ask that there are no attachments to anyone here, that any spirits that have joined us here go back to where they came from. They may not attach to any of us or any of this place or any of our things. We thank our spirit guides and protectors for keeping us safe. And we close the circle. All right, how you doing, Steph?
I'm doing good.
Good. So I felt the same kind of thing.
I did too. It was kind of like, but nothing enough to get me off the
table. No. I mean, I would have had to lift.
Yeah.
Like really lift.
You guys would have all had to lift a lot because I don't weigh a small amount.
Well, you do. But I mean, using our fingertips, it would have been heaving. Oh, yeah. So what about anybody else? Do you feel anything?
Muscle spasms.
Yeah.
That's from laying on a table.
Yeah.
Laying on a wood table.
I know.
I felt like her knees wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
They did. They might have.
You know, that's right. You could feel like something. It felt like it.
Yeah.
It wanted to go.
They did?
Yeah.
Cool. So different than the first time.
So the first time it was up here and the second time it was down there.
Interesting. Oh, interesting. Yeah. So you felt something shift.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I didn't feel anything here.
No, and I definitely felt it more like you sit down at the knees.
Mm-hmm. I felt that same rolling, but I do admit that it was stronger the first time, mm-hmm. not the second time.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like that rolling, but it was lighter. So maybe mm-hmm. that's why it shifted down to the, mm-hmm. the knees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
So it's too bad we don't have another hour on the show because then we could just keep trying, right?
We could keep trying and put everybody to sleep.
Yeah, right.
And everybody could listen to us just say it over and over again, and then you all would be floating on the ceiling and we would be sitting here going, how come it's not working?
Yeah.
So anyway, but I think it's interesting. And I can see, you know, I understand that when we used to do this when I was a kid, we would tell the spooky stories and we would tell the stories about the death, and that really does get you in a different place and it freaks you out, frankly.
Yeah.
So I can see where that would put you in a different place, but I didn't feel like that was the right thing to do here.
Right.
And to Steph, that's Stephanie. So Stephanie's dead.
Did it work when you were a kid?
Yeah. I mean, the most,
Yeah, I mean, the most that I could say we moved anybody was like 3 inches. I mean,
that's a lot.
But it's a lot.
3 inches is a lot.
It is. I think so. I mean, I was impressed. But then I heard Kat's story from last week. I'm like, well.
Where she was up at the ceiling.
She was at the ceiling. I'm like, well, that's.
Is she saying it? What are they talking about on the chat room?
They just, oh, because then they, she's talking about, oh, we almost lost the whole table. So what she's saying, and then my computer's down on the floor right now.
We're going to stop the Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're gonna toss the Facebook Live off. So thank you for joining us and watching us have Stephanie climb on the table. And yeah, she's talking about saying a lift, and then everybody just lifts and nobody thinks about it. So, so we did it a different way than the way that I looked up online was different than the way Kat was doing it, which I'm sure that there's a bunch of different ways to do it. Mm-hmm. So, but what I would love, let me grab my computer here. So yeah, Stephanie, keep talking.
Yeah, because it was very fun. Like I said, it's too bad we don't have just a little bit more time.
I know. You know, it would be interesting though to hear your everybody's like other stories if you've done this and what happened. Because I can almost imagine like. I'm thinking in my head where I think I disappeared for a minute too. And I was thinking, you know, what if something else happens? Like the person doesn't lift, but someone else gets possessed and starts running around like a chicken with their head cut off or something.
It would be a real mess, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah. And, but what if, you know, or what if someone starts speaking in tongues and then, you know, we're doing this light as a feather and you're over there speaking some language and we don't know what's happening. And, you know, so I just wonder if there's, other, you know, ways or other things that have happened if you guys have done that. So I'd be curious if you join in the chat room and just let us know, because I bet there's stuff out there that's happened that you're focusing on doing one thing and something else happens. So
now everybody did try to lift a little bit, right? Because Kat's saying you do, however, have to all lift. She won't just magically float on her own.
Yeah, I was pushing up.
Yeah, I
know,
and I could feel all you guys. Yeah,
I was pushing up. I mean,
so it wasn't like just the fingers were under there and nothing was happening.
But. No, yeah, we're not. I wasn't pushing hard, but I was lifting, and I mean, I was pulling up, I should say, mm-hmm. but I wasn't trying to hoist you.
No,
because that's Anyway, so a couple are saying that they said lift too.
Two, yeah.
Okay,
so everybody was in on it.
So everybody's saying.
Well, it was very fun. It was a very fun thing to try.
Two fingers each hand. Actually, we used all of our fingers, not the thumbs. Fingers. I didn't have my thumbs, but I had my all fingers. Because I thought the two-finger thing sounded ridiculous. I mean, I suppose if you're going to lift, you're going to lift. I mean, if you got two fingers or four fingers, it doesn't matter. But I had four fingers on each hand, and I was pushing up. And But maybe we just didn't, because we didn't say lift.
Yeah.
But I never said lift when we were a kid, and it worked.
And it didn't say that in the instructions either.
No. And I don't remember ever doing that when I was a kid, and it worked. When we got, I mean,
and
we got
you were
like
very
inches.
Clear in your instructions to spirit and whatever. We want to lift her up.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's
guys.
Do it.
Anyway,
let's
but it. Yeah, I also was very specific on get out when we're done. So, because we don't need to leave party guests here for Anita.
No.
When,
thank you.
No, we won't do that.
No.
We'll make sure that everybody's gone, all humans and spirits alike. So, but yeah, I think, okay, so. We're looking at the chat box and it says it's hypnosis. Like everybody's focused on the liftee and the liftee is convinced they're stiff and everyone's lifting at the same instant. We use two fingers each hand at the lift. So we did it different than the lift, but I think
it shouldn't matter.
I don't think it should matter. And
no,
I don't remember doing lift when I was a kid and it worked. So I think there's probably different ways to do it.
Yeah.
I think if someone's going to go up, they're going to
go up. And the thing is, you know, when we're kids, we have all night cause we're up all night at slumber parties. So you could be doing it for hours.
Well, and you're probably somewhat tired because you're and so you're in an altered state then.
Yeah.
So it might shift you a little bit that way too, which I would expect that would.
Yep.
So, and then there's another person on the chat room saying that they started laughing and the corpse got dropped. Well, we don't want to drop anyone.
No.
Although at a slumber party, you think it's hysterical if your friend gets
a floor.
Of course. But yeah, we don't want.
We're all a lot younger back then, though. You know what I mean?
Well, you could get dropped from the ceiling and feel fine.
Well,
you know, now I'd get dropped from the ceiling and be in an ER.
Yeah, I might have broken hip or something. Yeah.
I don't know if you'd have a broken hip, but, you know.
Broken head.
Broken head, maybe.
Yeah, something.
Oh, yeah, and Kat was saying that they dropped you. She goes, they dropped me, but then they broke my fall.
Yeah.
So, well, then that's...
That was good.
If they're going to drop you, they should catch you.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That's good. Really? Well, you would have dropped onto this fine hardwood table.
That's right.
With a thin blanket and pillow.
That's right.
So your head would have been protected.
Thank God. Right? Yeah.
And the our most four, important part. Four fingers under each, yeah. For each person would have caught something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... You'd have been true. Nothing protecting your spine. Sorry about that. So, because we didn't have our hands that far under you.
No.
Because we're not supposed to, because we follow the directions.
It's just right at the, yeah.
Yeah, right in the end.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think it's interesting. I wouldn't be opposed to doing this again. Actually, you know, I was thinking, wouldn't it be, get ready, everybody, fun to do a Ouija board on the show?
Mm.
What? It's not. I'm just saying. I'm not opposed
I think, all right.
We won't do it at Super Fan Anita's.
You know what? I think it would be fun to do like a little seance thing.
I would love to do a seance.
But let's leave the Ouija board.
Okay, fine.
But so, I think it would be fun to do
I'm
a
in
seance.
The Halloween spirit.
I am
so
too.
we did a seance up at the Palmer House.
And how did it go?
It went really well.
Yeah.
Actually, Tim was there, and didn't it go well?
It went real well.
And it was interesting because we got to the Palmer House, and everybody that had been there before came up to me and said, it's different. What's going on? They're not greeting me like they usually do. And so we get to the seance, and you know, Tim and I and some other intuitives that were in the group could see the spirits starting to come around, but they wouldn't come into the circle.
Oh.
Where we had a boatload of equipment sitting out, right? Because we had all this equipment in the middle, and we're going to sit in a circle, and we were holding hands. And we asked them, you know, to either speak through a medium or through the equipment, whatever they wanted to do. And they were all standing, like, outside of the circle, kind of like with their arms crossed, going, nope.
Oh.
And we were like, well, what is
Why
going
not?
On? So one spokesperson came
and
in
said what?
To the end of the circle and said they're not going to speak. And it was almost like they were on strike. But it was interesting because everybody that was at the hotel, especially people who have been there before or just people that are sensitive, said that it felt really weird. Some of the not like the employee rooms and not the hotel rooms, but like the employee storage and stuff like that would feel intense energy there, but not the regular like greeting energy of the rooms. And so we asked, we're like, well, what's going on? Why are, you know, you guys aren't talking to us. And they said that there had been some activity there recently where they had been, we'll say abused.
Oh,
you know, and I guess it was,
good.
You know, people that were doing like what they see on TV,
you know, trying provoking.
To provoke and taunt. And they were basically being bullies to the spirits.
I hate that.
And basically the spirits were like, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
We're sick of this. And so they sent one person in, and it was one piece of equipment. One spirit was using one piece of equipment. And we could see this, and it was almost as if the spirits had other spirits back, like from other haunted locations, like they were supporting.
Wow,
there
was cool.
Thousands.
Oh my gosh.
Thousands of them,
thousands?
Right?
It was a union.
It was a union.
A union of spirits.
It was. It was like they had the union on strike, and they were like, nope, we're not doing anymore. And so we said, you know, we got this information, and they told us information about the group, you know, gave us enough to talk to. And we said, I'll talk to the owner. And so I said I would talk to the owner, and I would talk to the owner. And that night, people started walking around the hotel after the seance. They said already the energy felt shifted. And wasn't it that same night that blocks and stuff got stacked up outside of hotel
Three
rooms?
Three rooms, yeah.
Three rooms.
Really?
Had toys stacked up in a tower outside of rooms.
Oh.
Three rooms had it. And that was the first activity that we had had. And all the areas that had been real heavy had started to feel lighter again. And so I saw one of the spirits, and I knew that they said, okay, she's going to talk to her. She's going to do what she said she would.
Mm-hmm.
So we can feel better. So it's, they started getting back into their groove.
Yeah.
And I talked to the owner the next day, and I even invited
said,
them.
Who
to
did this? Who did this?
Well,
she knew.
Yeah. Okay. Once I gave her enough information, she had an idea anyway. But I had told them at the seance, all the spirits, I said, you know, we'll get this taken care of for you, but you're welcome to come to our Halloween party too.
Oh,
I said, you guys can come. And it was, we had such a good time.
Yeah.
And we talked to the owner. Everything's good. She knows what,
you know, she was really happy. And it was like all the spirits were like, okay, we just wanted someone to know. And it was fun, wasn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it was
and
great.
The hotel was like back in the swing of things by Saturday evening. Wow. The spirits were back. They were having a good time. We had a good time. So wow. It was a really, really productive seance.
Wow, that's cool.
Wasn't yeah, right? So anyway.
So we should maybe do that. So the not next week, but the week after we're going to the House of Balls, right?
Yes, we are.
So that's going to be a live show. Maybe the week after we can do a seance because, you know, the veil's still thin.
We could.
And it's still that time of year.
Yeah. So we could either do it at the studio or we can find another spot to do it.
Yep.
Because I don't know.
You can do a seance here. Okay.
We can do a seance.
Can you do no.
Okay, I won't know.
But now, are you back? Are you in Manila? No, oh. You're not in Manila till the end of the month.
We'll so look at our schedule.
Okay.
I do, as long as we have a few minutes, though, I do want to talk about the House of Balls because we're okay. Not going to be on next week to talk about it.
One question before we do that, because yeah. We have 6 minutes. Okay. So did you guys see any spirits here tonight when we were doing this?
Mm-hmm. I did. I think that it wasn't, I don't know, I think we need more time.
Yeah, I do too.
I think
just
that
wasn't enough time.
Yeah, they're not us. They don't have bodies and hands, so they can't just jam in and lift.
Right.
You know, they need time to like manifest and conjure. Which, frankly, I think we could have brought an EM pump or something. I didn't think about it.
I can't stand being around those though.
Well, do you have a pacemaker?
This drives me crazy.
Well, not that they don't make noise.
Well, I know, but it's that constant EM. Doesn't it drive you crazy?
No.
Really?
No.
What is it?
Protections. It creates electromagnetic field, real one. Tim and I have been looking it up, and most of them are out there are mismade because they don't have the coil.
Yeah, they got to have a coil on them.
So if they don't have a coil, it's actually not doing much.
But yeah, unless you put your protections up and you're sensitive like we are. Yeah. Oh, Casey, I don't even think you like the EM pumps because they make you crazy too.
Yeah, I don't mind them. They're fine. I didn't think about it. We should have brought one. Well, we can do it next time. We'll bring it. We'll bring one to the seance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, can we talk about?
So yeah, House of Balls,
November 7th.
November 7th.
If you're here in Minnesota, Minneapolis area, you got to come. Mm-hmm. It's on our website with the address and directions. And I've been there a few times. I've been to the old location, and now there's a new location over the last couple years. And it's down by the Viking Stadium. It's just off the light rail line, and it's cool. And it's an old gas station, I believe. Isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it's an old maintenance shop.
Old maintenance gas station, car fix-it place. And he uses it as his studio, his artist studio. And he's an electrician by trade. And he makes sculpture out of found items. And some of it is interactive. You know, he has electricity involved in mm-hmm. some of them. So they light up or they interact or something. And but really cool stuff. And frankly, I think the place that he works in has spirit activity. Because, Tim, we've been there a few times, and it's got some interesting activity there. So I'd love to go early with some equipment.
Let's do it.
But then it's also going to be an on-location event so people can come, listen to our show. But you can come early and take a look at the art. It's cool.
So the show starts at 8, so I'm guessing we'll probably lock it up at, quarter 2?
Probably quarter 2.
Yeah. So be there before 7:45.
Yeah. If you want to get there around 7
early
or so.
Early to come and have a look at what all is there, and it looks really cool. You were showing me pictures of all of the stuff, and it's
I was there last Halloween.
Crazy-looking stuff.
Oh, it's cool. I was there last Halloween. We had a dress-up party there, and I dressed up like a witch. I know, shocking. And but the art was cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
The pictures you showed me were really cool.
Yeah.
You should put a couple of those pictures on Facebook.
I will. And the one that I made the ad, that's one of his pictures from his website.
Good.
So I did put an ad out there that has a link to more information. So that's on our Facebook page. But so it's going to be November 7th. Get there. If you want to get there early to look around, get there around 7. Mm-hmm. And then we'll lock up around 7:45 so that we can focus. And we'll talk to him, too, and find out why he's inspired to do what he does.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I think he digs the paranormal as well. He thinks this will be cool.
Yeah, maybe we can come up with some cool stuff.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, I'd love to see if there's someone there that wants to chat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
let's bring equipment. You know, maybe Jerry will come and Tim will come. And then they can do, a mini investigation when we're on the radio and tell us if anything wild is happening. And
absolutely.
Yeah, so, it'll be fun. So come.
Yes.
And it's down to, where is it? It's over by Seven Corners or something.
It's over. I think I have the website.
Yeah, I'll make sure it gets we'll on the website. It, yeah. It's on the Facebook ad. We're looking at the website right now. It's okay. On the Facebook ad. So it's down by the Viking Stadium. It's just off the light rail line.
Okay.
There's a stop that's real close. I guess you can walk. So
1504 South 7th Street.
Yeah, 1504 South 7th Street. Okay. So we'll get you some links for that here online. But
oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that it or is this it? We'll have to look on his website. Oh, no, that's his old. That's the old so address.
That's this one, right?
I think so. We'll make sure that the right address is on the site.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, it's a cool place. So we'll be there next week or not next week. Next week we have a replay
in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. In 2 weeks. November 7th.
Mm-hmm. And then the week after that we'll have a séance. So
yeah, ooh, we'll do a séance. It's gonna
be really fun. Yeah,
packed events.
Yes. So everybody who's here tonight, you need to come back for the séance in 3 weeks.
Or yes. Whatever it is. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
For sure.
Awesome. All right. What good.
Time is it? 8:59. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. This hour went by really fast.
It did. And we need to say some thank yous.
Yes.
Thank you to our live studio audience. Thank you to super fan Anita for hosting this.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Sarge, for all of your wonderful production that you do for us. I know you've played some really wild music, right, when we were doing all
that's
this.
That's what he said he was going to do.
Halloween-y stuff.
I know. I'm excited about
hear the show. Yeah, so I can't wait to hear that. Yeah, exactly, right? So we'll have this up on our Facebook page in a day or two.
And thank you to ParaX, of course, for hosting our show. We love being here, mm-hmm. and we're looking forward to coming back and doing another show.
Yep, and we'll try to be on the chat line next week. So if you have questions or whatever, you know, just pop them in. We'll say hello. But we won't be live.
But we won't. But we'll try and be on the chat room. And then we'll definitely be live and have an on-location show the following week.
That's right. So everybody have a good night and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone.